This is the Morgan Report with David Morgan. For the latest in precious metals investing, gold, silver, the economy, and more, go to themorganreport.com.
David Morgan with you with the weekly perspective for the week ending 18 January 2019. Well, briefly on the stock market side to open, the financial stocks have shown some upside leadership here of late, meaning this week, but they are in oversold readings on this rally. And I want everyone to know that the major trend is still down. On the S&P 500, it nears the resistance level, while the volatility index tests underlying support. Still leaning bearish on the overall stock market. And now I'd like to bring your attention to what's on the screen. And this is three-year commodity performance. Quite interesting. This is as of last week. And you can see that vanadium is the superstar right now. And, of course, one of our most speculative stocks that we have in the portfolio is a vanadium play, along with some others, meaning it has other assets besides vanadium. Palladium, anyone that's familiar with the precious metals probably is aware of what palladium has done. We certainly made a great call on that getting in. Not such a great call getting out. We got out about a year ago around the $1,100 mark, and now we're around the $1,350 level. Most analysts think it's going to be trading between $1,350 and $1,450 this year. And then we go through cobalt, zinc, as you can see, nickel, copper, natural gas, lumber, gasoline. Interestingly, gold's up over the three-year time frame, 18%, silver 13%, wheat and corn. So overall, this is a three-year look again. You can see that vanadium is a superstar. And, of course, palladium, and then after that, really cobalt. By the way, we do have a cobalt situation that's unique in the industry. In fact, it's a one-of-a-kind investment. So moving on. All right, and this week I'm going to just delve into the silver market a little bit. I did cover the stock market generally, but let's move on. So this is from Provident Metals, what's new. Very interesting article, Private Mint Silver Update. The bullion marketplace has two sides, and sometimes they act very differently from each other. What do we mean by that? There are two ways to trade precious metals, physical product and paper metal. The former category is what Provident does, buying and selling bullion in the form of coins, bars, ingots, rounds, etc. When we enter into a transaction, actual metal is bought, sold, and physically transferred. In the paper market, however, bullion is traded in the form of futures contracts, ETFs, derivatives, and other promises. In theory, both the physical and paper markets involve buying and selling metal. However, there is one major difference. In the paper world, it is easy to lose sight of how much physical metal actually exists. Traders can, and often do, buy or sell more metal than is readily available in the physical marketplace. Exchanges like the CME publish how much metal exists in approved warehouses versus the number of open futures contracts. More often than not, traders have agreed to buy or sell much more metal than is available in the physical market. Why are we mentioning this today? In recent months, the supply of newly minted physical silver has steadily declined. In fact, it appears the demand is far outpacing the amount of coins and bars available. Granted, there are numerous factors in play, but there's one major reason for the supply shock. Two of North America's largest precious metals refiners have shuttered, and no one has filled the void. Over the past 2 years, Dallas-based Elemental and Miami-based Republic Metals have both ceased operations. Private mints like Elemental and Republic play a vital role in the bullion marketplace. While there are numerous world mints that can belt out coins, only a select few facilities are available to make low premium bars and rounds. It's no surprise that just a handful of companies are available to serve this role. The silver bullion market is intensely competitive with exceptionally tight margins. It requires a tremendous amount of capital, patience, and infrastructure. Consider what goes into making one silver round. A private mint must buy raw metal, refine it to 99.9 purity, form it into thin sheets, stamp out blanks, mint the blanks, package the rounds into tubes, and then ship them to distributors. This process requires maintaining a large staff and buying extremely expensive machinery. Furthermore, it's a cash-intensive process. All of this metal must be carried and financed while it's being fabricated into product. All this effort is worthwhile when the market is upbeat and healthy. During periods of strong demand, private mints enjoy an excellent flow of orders. Even though the margins are thin, they benefit from strong volume and nonstop activity. However, when conditions are quiet, mints are struck with massive overheads and fixed costs. It's truly a quote-unquote feast or famine existence for private mints, and this might be why so few exist in the United States. While it's unclear exactly what led to the downfall of Republic Metals, they were one of the few refineries willing to produce low-premium silver rounds and bars. Following their departure, it becomes increasingly difficult to source this product. Low-premium silver has become extremely scarce in the marketplace. While Provident is able to offer a wide variety of live rounds and bars, many refineries are quoting a 2 to 6 week delay for new orders. A look ahead. There are two potential outcomes to this scenario. First is the premiums will rise as inventories dwindle. The harder it becomes to find live silver, the more buyers will pay for it. Secondly, refining capability may catch up with demand. The existing field of private mints will expand production, run more shifts, and find a way to satisfy the growing need. While it's possible that new firms will enter the market, the massive capital and infrastructure requirement will be a barrier to entry. It seems unlikely that more private mints will open anytime soon. What does this mean for you as a silver, I'll say, retail buyer? Chances are that low-premium silver will be increasingly scarce in the coming months. Refineries have been caught off guard and did not anticipate this surge of demand. Between renewed interest in precious metals and two major firms exiting the market, a shortfall of product has developed. Mints will do their best to catch up and increase the output of supply, but in the interim, it's more likely that premiums will head higher. So, a couple of caveats here. Number one, Provident did not pay me anything to do this. I thought it was a well-written article. I've dealt with them. I have no problem with that issuer of metal. There are several others, a few I like better, but that's, you could send me an email if you're so inclined to shop. Price isn't always the best. I mean, look at Northwest Territorial Mint, look at Tolving. And I said that many years ago in the 10 Rules of Silver Investing. Sometimes paying a fair price and getting metal is far superior to getting the lowest price and not getting any metal. Enough said. I wanted to say they have two potential outcomes of the scenario. I see a couple more. One is I see a lot more gold and silver-backed cryptocurrencies, so the blockchain used to distribute metals. And I think that's going to increase. Also, one of the programs that I affiliate with buys basically silver in commercial bar form. And then only when you take delivery do you pay the up premium to go from raw silver or commercial bar silver into a coin, which might be a dollar per coin or even more. If you're looking at like a government mint Silver Eagle, it might be like $225, $250, $260. Over the spot price that you bought the silver at. But again, you can buy raw and then pay the appropriate, your choice. Not, you don't get to choose what the market will be. The mint determines that, but you get to choose from like a silver round or silver eagle or bar or 100-ounce bar or whatever. So anyway, that's one way to get involved, buying it correctly. And I do think this will have an impact as the silver market gets higher. Last comment I'll try to close out, and that was that we did see this during the financial crisis of 2008, what we saw was after we had a hard bounce of V bottom off of the market, silver at the COMEX was running around $9 or actually a slight bit less than that. Whereas the marketplace, like on eBay or most of these firms, I mean, we're talking about major firms that most of you, if you've ever bought silver or gold before, are familiar with, were running premiums of about 30%. That's 30%. In fact, I wrote an article about it and said there was an arbitrage opportunity here. It went the way I stated, not the way some overly enthusiastic people thought it might go. So buyer beware, watch for this. I'm not saying now is the exact time to go out and get it while the premiums are still low, but it is something to consider. Again, if you're very unsure of where to start, if you send an email, to us through the website. I do have a few recommended brokers, depending on what your needs are. They're all good guys. I've worked with all of them for years. And of course, it's up to you. If you find, go out of the net and find the lowest price out there and are comfortable with that, be my guest. Go ahead. So I'll leave it at that. I'll be back with you next week. Remember, we do have another webinar coming up, and it will be how to speculate properly, how to speculate successfully, and what to look out for when you speculate, not only in any asset class. Of course, we'll be focusing primarily on the resource sector. And finally, our mastermind group, we have two services, really: the premium service, which is our paid membership with all the insights into the resource sector and our commentary videos, ask us questions, private mind tours, all that we do. You can see that on the sales letter page of themorganreport.com. But we also have a mastermind service. This is usually for accredited investors or fund managers or high net worth people that really want every bit of the information we have available. And what we do from time to time is offer financings, but that's not the primary purpose. The primary purpose is to put you in touch with some of the stalwarts in the industry. And this month, later in this month, January 2019, we will have Mike Maloney from the Hidden Secrets of Money and GoldSilver.com as our guest. The advantage here with the Mastermind membership is you get to interface with Mike directly rather than just listen to a lecture. You will actually get to ask your own questions. So we're looking forward to that. By the way, we will be increasing the price on the Mastermind series. It will be going up to $2,500 probably within the next 30, 40 days, something like that. And we are adding more features to it. It's already well worth $1,000 a year in our view, especially compared to others in the industry, but we're going to make it even better than that. So that's it for now. I'll be back with you next week. I'll have something to say about the VRIC, the Vancouver Resource Investment Conference. Until then, stay safe.
This is the Morgan Report with David Morgan. For the latest in precious metals investing, gold, silver, the economy, and more, go to themorganreport.com.